Good morning, friends. I am glad for another opportunity to come your way again by means of radio. I hope that the cold ice and snow of another winter is gone. It is springtime again. It is time for the flowers to be blooming and the birds to sing as the creation of God comes to life once more. This is indeed a beautiful world which God has made for us to enjoy. And that is not all which He has put here for our enjoyment. He has given us victory through Christ, and we are enjoying that too. Listen to these words from the 16th chapter of John, and beginning with verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. We understand that the Comforter, which Jesus spoke of here, is the Holy Spirit, which he sent to the world on the day of Pentecost. It is the third person of the Godhead, and the witness which he gives to the believers who go on unto perfection. It is the Holy Spirit which reproves the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. It is that Spirit of truth which Jesus said will guide you into all truth. But I want you to listen to this 20th verse. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice. And ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. You see, following the praying and anguish in the Garden of Gethsemane, the taking of Jesus away into Pilate's judgment hall, the trial, scourging, and crucifying of their Lord and Savior, the disciples were filled with sorrow. Jesus was taken away from them. And even as they did weep and lament, no doubt some of those people in that day felt that they had gained a great victory. This Jesus of Nazareth, to whom so many people had been attracted, was finally put to death, and they thought, out of the way. But notice the fulfillment of the last part of this verse. But your sorrow shall be turned into joy. At least that was a promise of the fulfillment. Wasn't it a day of victory on that resurrection morning? Indeed it was. It was like the springtime which follows the cold wintry blast. I believe that the people of God have joy in serving Him, which the world knows so little about. It is like Jesus told his disciples after they had gone to town to get something for him to eat when he was talking to the woman at the well. And I have meat to eat that ye know not of. Did you know that when a person's mind and conscience is at ease, that his entire body works better? He has found a source of strength from which he draws day by day. In other words, his sorrow has been turned into joy. Listen to this verse from Psalm 6. Here's another scripture that fits so well right here. It says, sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Psalms 34, 5. Dear ones, do you have something for which to give thanks? Has the Lord put a new song in your mouth, even praise to his name? Really, life takes on a new meaning and a purpose when one has the peace of God ruling within their heart. But here is something that we should never forget. Just remember, because the Israelites reached the land of Canaan, it did not mean that their problems and battles were over. In fact, it was there where they found the walled city of Jericho. It was around that city which they marched once each day for 6 days, and then seven times on the seventh day before the walls fell flat before them and they marched on to victory. So they had battles. There were giants who lived in that land. Listen to this poem, Life Lesson. I learn as the years roll onward and leave the past behind that much I counted sorrow but proves that God is kind. That many a flower I had longed for had hidden a thorn of pain, and many a rugged bypath led to fields of ripened grain. The clouds that cover the sunshine, they cannot banish the sun, and the earth shines out the brighter when the weary rain is done. We must stand in the deepest shadow to see the clearest light, and often through wrong's own darkness comes the weary strength of life. The sweetest rest is at even after a wearisome day, when the heavy burden of labor has been borne from our hearts away. And those who have never known sorrow cannot know the infinite peace that falls upon the troubled spirit when it sees at last release. We must live through the dreary winter if we would value the spring, and the woods must be cold and silent before the robins sing. The flowers must be buried in darkness before they can bud and bloom. And the sweetest, warmest sunshine comes after the storm and the gloom. Now, friends, if it seems to you that the poor in spirit are not the ones who are blessed and happy, then let me ask you this. Is it that person who is arrogant and proud who is happy? Would you say that those who mourn are not blessed? Then ask yourself this question. Is the one truly happy who knows no sorrow? Is that the person whose life is richest, the one who has no suffering, no pain or distress? And if it seems to you that the meek of the earth are not the ones who are happy, then ponder this. Are the proud ones happy? Is that person who is always on the lookout for his own rights, is he satisfied in doing so? Is the man who does not care for righteousness at all happy in living in sin? Oh, no, friends, not at all. It is the meek of the earth. It is the ones who have tasted of affliction. It is the ones who are often called to pass through times of sorrow who can truly be grateful for the gift of God. It was the disciples who could really appreciate the dawning of the resurrection, for they had known the darkness at the time of the crucifixion. Friends, may God help you to look up to him even in your sorrow and find the peace which passes understanding. Let us pray. Our Father, bless those whom you have called to endure affliction and pass through sufferings and times of sorrow. Give them victory through Christ. Bless each listener of the broadcast in a special way this day, and thine shall be the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you, friends, for taking time to listen. If you've enjoyed the broadcast, I would be so happy to hear from you. We are depending on the listeners, the readers, and those who have a love for the truth to help us keep the message going for us each week. You may write us by addressing your letter to the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Here's a song, Where Could I Go? The singers are Bob and Dora Ford with Randall Flynn, Melvin Doolittle, and Dale Doolittle joining in.
Living below in this whole sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving alone to face temptation sore, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Neighbors are kind, I love them every day. accord. But when my soul needs manna from above, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Life here is breath with friends I love so dear. Comfort I get from God's own word. Yet when I face the chilling end of death, where could I go but to the Lord?
Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be with each of you, and a very cheerful goodbye.
Save me.